Okay, guys. Well, I didn't see it very well because it was on the other side of the field. But, you know, there's 7 seconds, so they'll probably throw, you know, into the end zone a Hail Mary or something there. But that wasn't the only penalty. You know, we've been good with penalties. It's not been an issue of ours. And I don't anticipate that it is going to be an issue of ours, to tell you the truth. Today, at the beginning of the game, we were trying a little too hard, probably is the best way to put it. You know, defensively, you know, a couple holds. You know, it was too many third down defensive penalties that got guys off the field, you know, that we would have been off the field. And then we went back on, you know, to one of them ended up in a touchdown and one of them ended up in a field goal. So that's 10 points right there that, you know, maybe they would have scored them another way, but it wouldn't have been in those drives. The beginning of the game, I didn't think we handled very well with the noise and I don't know, for whatever reason, I don't know if we were too amped up or what it was, but we just didn't efficiently operate. So, you know, we had a couple of delays, which, you know, just inexcusable and some false starts. But, you know, we had 9 penalties in the first six, you know, I think the first 19 minutes, which, you know, we could go 2 weeks and have 9 penalties. So we got to get that fixed. And then, you know, the big thing offensively, you know, it's frustrating to everyone because, you know, we have good players. We will find a rhythm with this offense. We certainly haven't found it yet, but we will. You know, there's guys out there that are playing too well not to.
Is undisciplined too strong a word to use in spots for your team today with those penalties?
I don't think it's undisciplined. You know, I guess maybe the false start type penalties are. You know, the day I have to watch these hits and I have to watch some of the holds. But, you know, I've often said to our local guys, and I'll say it to our team, I don't ever want to be top 5 in penalties because you're not playing hard enough. But I don't want to be today, that's for sure. You know, the ones we cannot stand is delay games, false starts, you know, those kind of things. When you're playing hard and you're playing on the edge, there's going to be some penalties, as long as they're the right ones. That's a tough one because I think, you know, what earlier in the game, the quarterback hurt us with a couple scrambles. So I'm sure in Levante's mind, I got to get him before he gets into field goal range. Now, there was a good job by him, you know, walking the tightrope and then obviously getting hit. It's smart. It's a good play. And, you know, Levante plays at a high speed and plays all out. And unfortunately, that got him that time.
Craig, what happened in the beginning? It looked like, were there technical difficulties with the headset in Josh's helmet, or was it?
You know what? We got to get to the bottom. I'm not sure. We were looking for answers at that point why it wasn't happening, so we'll figure it out and we'll get it rectified.
How did Darrell come through in his first game back?
I think Darrell played well, you know, without just focusing on him. Health-wise, you know, he got gassed out there. It was a warm day on that field turf when the sun was out. But, you know, from all preliminary signals, came out okay. So now we'll see. You know, it's always the morning after, 2 mornings after. Let's see how he feels.
Talk about the running game some more. What do you think is the issue there?
I got to look at it to tell you. You know, Doug has not played a lot. So, you know, you think, well, okay, Doug will get in there and it'll be a little better. And Davin's in there. It wasn't good at times. We hit a few things, you know. I think we ended up, I don't know how many yards, but here or there. Not the running game we're going to have. That's what I mean when I say the rhythm of our offense. I just don't feel like we're in a rhythm. And, you know, we better get it figured out fast. 6 days to be exact.
Josh's performance today.
Kind of like our whole team. You know, a little bit roller coaster, up and down a little bit. But he made some big throws. It's a lot of stuff. You know, you got to remember the Jets do present a lot of defensive issues. But the reality is, we had an opportunity in this game in the first half to really take control of the football game, and we didn't do it. And because of that, we ended up losing the game. There's a lot of reasons we lost the game, but we had an opportunity in the first half. If we, you know, too many self-inflicted wounds in the first half.
Davis, do you look forward to it just getting better and better for him and what he can contribute?
I do. I mean, he gets his hands on so many footballs. You know, it's nice to have a guy like that. You know, they throw the ball, and usually it's caught and tackled. Instead, he knocks it down.
Levante David might have been one of your best players on the field up until that last minute and that last play. Talk about the way he played up until that moment, at least.
Well, he does every week. He's a great player. You know, he made one penalty. You know, I know it's a big one, but look, keep Levante, I'll tell you that. I couldn't see it. I'm the worst, you know, I got the worst view out of everybody.
You guys got off to a good start last year, but this is kind of loss that can set a bad tone if you let it. What did you say, or what will you say to the team about catching it before it gets too bad?
It won't set a bad tone. This is a good group of people, good football team. We got to get, like I said, we got to get an offensive rhythm going and just play a little bit smarter on defense. And I say smarter, maybe a little more controlled on defense because, you know, we're going to hit. That's what we do. That ain't going to stop, but we're going to do it and figure out what exactly is within the rules and some holding penalties. We got to figure out exactly what we're allowed to do because I got to watch them. Maybe they're obvious and then it won't be that hard.
Greg, I apologize if you answered this, but the amount of plays and snaps that Darrell had, was it more than what you wanted? Was it right on target?
I don't even know how many plays Darrell had, right? I told Darrell at the beginning of the game, you stay in touch with me, you stay in touch with Jeff, the secondary coach, and with Tony upstairs, and you let us know how you feel. So I know I see him come running off when he was gassed, and then as soon as he felt well, he went back out and thought it was well managed by the two assistant coaches and by Darrell. But that's the way he's been the whole time. Open, honest, lets us know, and we work with him. So looking forward to that play count going up as he gets in better and better condition to play the game. I think he used his gifts when under pressure. We made some errors as far as containing him, and he used it, got away. He's got a big arm. He made some throws. He also had, you know, he was under pressure, and, you know, I think he did a good job, but that's their team. You know, I got to worry about our team. We got to get our team playing well because certainly we didn't play well enough to win today. Thanks, guys.